The conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Have more fun in the outdoors this fall with a new RV from the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal on new models and closeouts Friday through Sunday on the parking lot at St. Louis Outlet Mall in Hazelwood. Free admission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
There's these two fellers standing on a bridge going to the bathroom. One feller says that the water is cold. Other feller said the water is deep.
Get it?
I believe one fella comes from Arkansas. Get it?
Crossed over. I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Still my favorite movie, Sling
Gold
Blade.
Dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We interrupt our programming, our regularly scheduled programming. I've just been handed a bulletin. This just in. About an hour ago, Melissa Rivers' career officially ended.
Oh.
Man.
Well.
Wow.
That's exactly the kind of comedy Joan did.
Yep.
You don't think Joan Rivers would have made a joke like that? Was the music over? Or do we need to...
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, okay. It was done.
But it's actually not true, because now Melissa Rivers, one of the least talented, least attractive people ever, will milk this for a year or two. There'll be interviewed, my mom, stories about my mom. I can see the next book, Stories My Mom Never Told But I Will. Okay, that's a book. How much I miss my... The untold story of... My mom's fill in the blank. So Joan Rivers, dead at the age of 81, and unlike Robin Williams, you won't see quite the degree of sadness, I guess, or respect that you did for Robin Williams, and I'll tell you why. Joan Rivers was, I think, many times I saw her, hilarious. I also believe that a lot of the things that she said that caused people to go, ooh, I can't believe she said that. They were thinking it. The Kardashians and how slutty they are.
Right.
People thought that. Liz Taylor got fat. She did get fat. A lot of people get fat. A lot of people thought that was cruel. And sometimes I guess it was, but we laughed at it. And apparently lots of people laughed at it, or she wouldn't have been as successful as she was. But I also think there was an inability to have any sort of regret. I know in an interview that she did, somebody asked her, is there any really cruel thing that you've ever said about anybody that you regret? She said, no. There's something wrong there. I also think she was unnecessarily filthy in the wrong places. When Robin Williams did it, it was people who paid for a ticket to an HBO special or to the Fox or whatever, and they knew or should have known what they were getting. I know for a fact that she was beyond filthy in places where it was completely inappropriate, corporate events and things like that. So I don't think there's the... To me, there are people who are devastated at the death of Robin Williams because in his death, a very, very kind and charitable person passed away. I don't get that sense with Joan Rivers, that there were lots of people who loved Joan as a person. They liked her success and to be around her success, and though she was funny. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, you never heard anybody say, oh, my God, Joan Rivers came in, and she was so nice, and she was
you
so
just,
great.
Yeah, you yeah, didn't you hear those that. Stories the way you hear them about some people who just do something extraordinarily generous that nobody expected. Now, I do know that every Thanksgiving, Joan cooked Thanksgiving dinner and had a house full of people. But it was famous people. You know, it was, you know, big shots.
There were some moments in her, I know you saw her documentary too, where yes. the people she that worked for her, she was very helpful with, right. You know, families-wise. And
that's fine. That's, yeah. that's good. Nobody is completely bad or cold or detached, I guess. But I also... I don't know. It seems to me so far today and on the way in, I flipped around. I listened and I have satellite radio so I could listen to some national commentators, too. And people kept saying that, you know, she was the first female comic to really hit the national stage. It's not true. Toadie Fields, Phyllis Diller, before Joan Rivers, was a giant national hit. And Phyllis Diller's was almost all self-deprecating. Fang, her husband. Remember that, Dan? My husband, Fang.
Yes.
And how ugly she was and what a bad housewife she was. So it was Phyllis Diller. Joan Rivers wasn't the first, but she probably was the first to take it to the heights she did and the limits she did and then turn it into entrepreneurship. I mean, my, how much stuff must Joan Rivers have sold on QVC, for goodness sake?
Yeah.
And the other thing that I'll never be able to relate to, whether it's a man or a woman, is somebody who has to work all the time. Well, it's pretty obvious. I'm not here on Friday. I will be tomorrow, but normally I'm not. I don't have to work all the time. I've worked since I was 11 years old, and not a year of my life since I was 11 have I not worked. Okay, enough. I'm done. Cut back. You know, Carson, one of the things that I could relate to with Johnny Carson was that guy was awfully two or three days a week. I mean, toward the end, he was working three nights a week. And he'd take 6-8 weeks vacation. People like Joan Rivers and people like Donald Trump, they don't, not only do they not take vacation, they hate vacation.
Oh, yeah, that was another scene in her documentary. She'd get panicked if there's one
calendar
open day in
open.
Her calendar. Yes.
Yeah, oh, here's a
she
date I don't have
freaked
a gig.
Out, yes.
My goodness, at 80 or even then at 78 or whenever that thing was made, holy cow, take a break. Take some time. But they don't want to. They don't want to. So, you know, who's to say? That's their choice. And so I'm sure you'll see and hear a lot about Joan Rivers in the next day or two. Do we have any Burke segment?
I don't today.
All right.
Well, let me make a note of that.
Wow.
Dan not contributing. I know Dan does because, did you see Dan this morning?
I did.
Channel 2, one of those really terrible local programs that look really local, and all the stations have them. In every market, they have that local morning show, and they look really local. And 2 has one, and 4 has one, and 5 has one, but only one of them today had the privilege of having Dan Strauss and the Outdoor John Band.
The yeah. Southside Johnny Band.
What?
The Southside Johnny Band. Now, you're in on it too now?
Now, here's what was disappointing. You didn't say anything. They didn't let you talk.
No, and they asked.
Johnny from the Well Hungarian spoke, and he did a great job. Yes. And what, they asked if you wanted to speak?
They did. They said, who are we speaking to? And I said, Johnny from the Well Hungarians, he puts this event together that's going on Sunday. So Johnny has put this event together. He knows every intricate detail about it and any question that they throw at him that he
So
can,
you graciously
answer.
Said, why don't you let Johnny do the
yes.
talk?
Step aside and let
yes.
You stepped out of the spotlight. Does not sound like you.
No, it doesn't.
And I don't know. I don't know that I even believe it. I think what happened was probably they said, "Now who's going to speak?" And Dan went, "Me, Dan Strauss, Large Morning Show in the afternoon, AM to PM," and they right then got the sense that maybe, how about this other guy? Would you speak? And Johnny said, sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah. That could have been the way it happened.
That could have been.
Now, the other thing I didn't like was that second song, the one I was really looking forward to, Pontoon.
Yeah.
You didn't get to play it. They like 10, 15 seconds of it.
It was towards the end of the show. And that, yeah, they
that chick kind of talked over it, and they put some information up on the screen covering you up. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen other bands where they get some more time at the end. Other bands get like 10 seconds at the end. So I guess it all depends in what on how the programming goes and what they're doing on the show. But it was interesting when we got there. They told us to get there at 8:15, and we were going to set up, do a sound check and everything.
Ooh, sound check. That's a real professional.
Big time.
So we got there. We got there at 8:15, and we had to wait in the lobby and then take our stuff back in the back and just set it because they were going to do an interview in that studio, so we weren't allowed to set up until about 5 till 9.
Well, it sounds to me like you're not getting the star treatment.
Yeah.
Where's the green room story? Where's the M&Ms separated from all the other M&Ms? Where's the writer in your contract?
Yeah,
let's hear some celebrities.
We didn't have that.
Craft services or anything?
Are a lot of people there that are AM and the PM. There's a graphics guy there. His name's Tom.
Yeah.
He came out, and he gave us an unbelievably great tour, and he is so AM and the PM, it's unbelievable.
What's the tour? What is there to tour?
He just showed us the studios.
The camera,
we
went in the studio, and there's another camera.
Yeah.
Wow.
And let us just kind of walk around and gave us some stuff. And
now, you told me that on the drum, it said AM and the PM. Did you see it, PM?
I did catch that, yes.
I did not catch that.
Yeah, we have it on the... and I saw it, too.
Upper right
several
section
times.
Of the drum.
I was too busy watching you, waiting for what hilarity.
Waiting for something
to
happen.
Present, and it never happened.
Yeah.
You just stood there.
I did tell Kent, our guitar player that I was standing next to, I said, maybe I should go over and just kind of do one of those walk-bys behind them. But come back. And I started, and you can see me, I start to kind of walk that way, and then I just kind of stopped.
Now, but what I'm about to tell you, I probably shouldn't tell you, but I'll preface it by saying this. My wife is getting, she's not going to like this, but she's not 30 anymore. And I am concerned that her eyesight might be starting to go. Because here's exactly what she said to me this morning. Dan is getting better looking as he gets older.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, that's what she said. That's exactly what I said. What?
Senility. Wow. Senility is kicking in.
Wow.
And she just had her eyes checked a week ago. Last week she had her eyes checked.
I should give her the number from a neuro-ophthalmologist down at Wash U.
Wow. That's what she said. You know, he's getting better looking. And I said, he who?
Well,
she said, Dan. I said, Dan who? And then I realized she was talking about you.
Well, thank you.
But all in all, good job, Channel 2. Good job on Channel 2. Again, I like to call them Channel 2 because they don't like that. They want to be called that other thing.
We had a good time, though. It was a lot of fun.
You have anything else for the Burke segment?
No. No, nothing.
Let's close it. Slow news day today. Today is Thursday. This is our most wide open day. And thanks to the people last week, the talent show is alive and well. I mean,
impressions are
what talent last week. So here's what we'll do. We'll do a little business. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll take your calls. We're wide open. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. And we'll also... It'll also take your talent, the contributions to the talent show. First some business, then a break, and then we'll do all that. I give you the numbers now if you'd like, 314-969-KTRS or 969-5877, also 888-550-KTRS. In case you missed the bulletin earlier, this just in, Melissa Rivers' career ended about an hour ago. That is the breaking big story around the country. American Equity Mortgage, this is not breaking news, like television tries to make everything. But it is news, I guess, to people who, for some reason, just now are becoming aware of the fact that if you own a home, you can save a tremendous amount of money by paying off bad debt and using the equity to borrow money at a really low interest rate And you've just saved, well, the average in the country of all American Equity customers is $640 a month. That's just the average. People save $1,000, $1,500, a couple of hundred. $640 is the average. And that's nothing more than people who finally realize that when the credit card company sends you a statement and there's that little box that says minimum payment due, that's not something they're doing to be nice. They want you to make that minimum payment forever. Because the interest just keeps making the debt greater. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to do that. American Equity Mortgage will show you how they'll pay those credit cards off. It gets made part of your house payment, lumped into your house payment at a really low interest rate, much lower. Now the debt's going to be paid off quicker, and there's a little tax deduction involved there, too, that you didn't have before. Talk to them about it, and also, of course, talk to them if you want a mortgage and you're tired of being a renter and you hate your landlord. Be your own landlord. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Crossed over.
Whoa, what happened there?
We're crossing over to traffic.
Okay. That was on purpose.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, very clever.
Very clever.
Take it.
Yeah.
We're going to check traffic. We're going to check traffic right now. We just had someone call going, Dan, what the heck's going on westbound 44? They got on at 270. They're down around 141 and said the three lanes are just crawling.
And I can tell you why.
Okay. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, there is a crash on westbound 44. It looks like it's west of 141, between 141 and 109, and it's got lanes blocked and traffic hit backed up to Highway 270. We're also looking at some pretty heavy traffic on northbound 55 now, just a little north of Highway 44 ramp up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And west, east and westbound 44 out around the Museo Veterans Bridge is running really slow. It almost looks like westbound 44 into Highway 70 or eastbound 44 into westbound 70. There looks like there may be an accident or some lane blockage around the McKinley Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Before firing up the barbecue, stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerberg's, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
It only happens once a year, and it's happening now. The Midwest Floor Labor Day Spectacular. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor, St. Louis's premier flooring company. Please join us for our biggest sale of the year, our Labor Day Spectacular, where you will find incredible savings on everything in our store. Save 25% on every carpet from every mill. Save 25% on every brand of hardwood flooring we carry. And take an unbelievable 30% off every vinyl and laminate floor from Armstrong and Mannington. Then, Midwest Floor's union master craftsmen will install your new flooring with all the care and quality that you deserve. So if you're thinking of new carpet, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, or any type of flooring, Midwest Floor has the entire store at 25 to 30% off. That's now through Saturday, September 13th, at both Midwest Floor locations, in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. See you at Midwest Floor's Labor Day Spectacular.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase four qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and October 31st and get the price of the lowest cost unit back by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Are you looking for a new or used forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for all makes and models. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Sale this weekend. I have bad news for you folks who are fans of the First Community Credit Union. Yard sale on Saturday, 7 to 9. Don't shoot the messenger. It has to do with preemptions and Mizzou football and whatever. So there will be no yard sale this Saturday. I don't think there'll be one the following Saturday, but we'll keep you posted. Just, you know, keep listening and we'll tell you. So hang on to the stuff that you need to sell, or the notes about things you're looking for, because it will return. The yard sale will return. Here we go. 314. Now let's have our opening piece of talent to kick this thing off here. And here's the way this works. If you have an audible talent, if you play the piano, set the phone down, play the piano, play the harmonica, play the trumpet, trombone, saxophone, you get the idea. Sing, bird calls, impressions. Maybe things I'm leaving out that we didn't know people could do. I've actually seen on TV people play their ears. They squeak their ears and they build up pressure. And you know how you take the neck of a balloon and,
oh yeah, I knew somebody that could do that.
Yeah, they play their ears.
Yes.
Now I don't know if a phone would pick that up or not. It's pretty faint.
It was really squeaky. The person that did it that I knew could really make it. It was really squeaky and loud.
Yeah, my dad can wiggle his ears. I've seen a few people, that
yeah.
And I've tried, stood in front of a mirror. I don't know how you do that. Juggling, can't help you. We can't see that. That or anything else, it doesn't have to be talent. You have something on your mind, let us know, and we'll talk. We're not experts on anything, but we're happy to talk about it. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Aaron with two A's, which I think almost every Aaron has two A's. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm doing fine. First off, I'm AM and the PM.
That is important. What can we do for you?
Tuesday, you guys were talking about recurring dreams and levitation dream, and I just missed out calling in because you were talking to Johnny Londoff. I've had that dream, but I have to actually flap my arms a little bit, but I can never get above like 20 feet. And if I don't concentrate on flapping my arms slowly, I'll start to lose altitude.
You lose. Oh, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, we see. Peon and I don't have to flap. No. We just lift our arms and whoops, up we go. Yours is work.
You guys are magical.
Well, yeah. It's, I don't have to flap them real hard.
Yeah.
Just, you know, keep it. The other weird thing about it is, I had that dream up until about 26, and at the same time, I only dreamed in black and white. No other senses were involved. And then something happened to my brain in Desert Storm, and since then I can dream in color, and all of my senses will be involved to the point where if something happens in the dream and I wake up, I will react physically to it.
Wow.
Like if I got stabbed in the dream, I'll wake up, and where I got stabbed hurts.
Whoa. Now, a couple of things interesting what you said. You served in Desert Storm.
Yes.
And you dreamed in black and white until you came back from Desert Storm, then it was color?
Correct.
That's very interesting. And the other thing you said was, it just escaped.
Feeling pain?
No, all of your senses. So you're telling me that you smell things in your dream? Because I don't, now that you said that, I'm a vivid dreamer, but I don't remember a dream where I ever smelled anything like, I'm dreaming, I'm smelling a cherry pie or something.
That one I'm not so sure about, but sight, sound, taste, and touch are definitely involved now, where they weren't before.
Taste, I don't remember in a dream, but the others, yeah, and I always dream in color. But you're another levitator. That's good to know. We've got a special group of us who levitate in our dreams. I think that means we're special, but I'm not sure. How long were you in Desert Storm?
I got there 11:30 Christmas Eve, and we left the middle of May.
Okay, so 5 months
about.
Or so, yeah. So you're doing okay?
Yeah, I got sick afterwards. I'm a disabled vet now, but it wasn't anything that I know of that came from Desert Storm. So,
what's your disability?
Crohn's disease.
Yeah, okay. I've known a couple of people with that. Is the VA helping you?
Oh, yeah. I've been going to them since I got back in end of 93, and they take care of everything.
Good. Good. Unlike what we're hearing about some of them in other places around the country. Good for you. All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
I thought Aaron was going to kick off our talent show. Maybe he had some kind of talent, but he didn't. Paul Harris was in today for I Grew Kind of Here for John Carney. And he was talking about this texting and driving thing, and he said something that made all the sense in the world to me. And it was this, not in these words, but I'm paraphrasing. We're placing all this emphasis on, okay, if you text and drive, you're breaking the law and you could get a ticket. One, how do the cops know if you're texting? Because you don't exactly hold the phone up to your face, to the windshield, so they could see in the side window. So how do they even know you're texting? Now, I know that after the fact they could know. If there's an accident, it's time.
Check your records.
They can check the time of the wreck, time you were texting. But other than that, how would they know? But here was his other good point. It, the law states it's against the law to text. It doesn't say it's against the law to read email. If I read 20 emails while I'm driving, I'm going to hit somebody and I'm going to have a wreck. And that is far more dangerous than a quick text, especially if it's okay is my text. So what are you going to do? You're going to make a law against reading email. You're going to make a law against using the GPS on your phone. What if you're looking down to see when the next turn's going to be?
And a lot of phones now have that talk texting. That's what mine does, and you can talk into
right.
it.
Right. So, how do they know? And I think there are a lot more things, a lot more dangerous than tech. At some point, and we'll never get to this point, but where we ought to eventually get is this, that you pretty much are responsible for whatever you do that's stupid or that's smart. And it's no different whether it's texting or looking in the mirror, checking your hair or putting on makeup or holding a cheeseburger and a milkshake between your legs while you're reaching over. You know, there's just a lot of stupid decisions you make. I don't think texting is necessarily the issue. And as far as 21 or over 21 or under or whatever, they say, well, if you're under 21, you can do it. What the heck difference does it make? Texting is texting. He brought up another good point. I think some people think that, well, if you're under 21, you don't really quite get it, and you're a little more irresponsible and more apt to text. But the point he made was one, too. Under 21 people can text a lot more efficiently and quicker than we can. They can get it done and keep driving where we're going, G-O-A.
But they're not just doing one text, though, I'm sure.
No, they're not.
That's the problem.
And of course, it's not a good idea to text it. Of course it's not, but it's also not. And then I'm going to add to what he said this. A long, long time ago, we made it very illegal to drink and drive. How's that going? What did that do? Nothing. The people who are going to drink still drink. People who want to text will still text. And no matter how harsh the penalties, they aren't harsh enough, as far as I'm concerned, are against drinking and driving. Still get people drink and drive every day.
That's what I was just discussing this the other day with somebody. We were talking about they have those checkpoints where they make everybody go through. But instead of doing those checkpoints, how about just sit outside a bar that when it closes at 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
And,
there's your checkpoint.
There's your checkpoint. And there are people that you know. I mean, instead of inconveniencing people that, you know, have not been drinking, making them go through the checkpoint, just, I guess, probably civil liberties groups could say that's entrapment or...
Oh, yeah. 900 people a month. This is the average. 900 people a month are killed by drunk drivers. And we're worrying too much about texting? Let's mm-hmm. let's tackle that problem. How about that deal? Maybe we need to still work harder on that. All right, phones are hot. Here we go. Again, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine.
And how can we help you?
I'm going to sing for the talent show.
All right. Our first contestant. Let's just round of applause for our first contestant.
Breaking the seal.
Now, we like to get to know our contestants a little bit. What part of town do you live in, Jim?
I live in Afton.
Afton. Ah, the scene of the controversial teachers getting let go from Corriezu.
Yeah.
Right. By Grant's
farm. That's a big story right about now. You married, gay, straight, heterosexual. What's the story?
My wife's married.
Your wife is married. It's an old joke, but it's still funny. And do you have kids?
I have three.
How many?
Three.
Three. And what do you do for a living?
I have internet car sales.
Oh, very interesting. Now, what are you going to sing, and are you going to sing it as yourself, or are you doing an impression? I'm assuming
it
is yourself.
I'm going to sing it as myself.
And what song will this be?
Solitary Man.
Oh, Neil Diamond. Well... As they say, without further ado, here is Jim, the internet car sales singer.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her. Ballin' Jim, loving him. Then she came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who's staying won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, a solitary man, solitary man.
Well done.
Wow, he can carry a tune, mm-hmm. which most people can't.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, we're going to take your phone number. You know what the prize package is?
It's worth $1 million.
No, that's Paul Harris. That's his prize.
This one's close.
Ours
but not
is
quite,
a three-part package. It's a
wrong program.
It's a signed joke CD signed by me. It is a harmonica signed by the harmonica master Dan Strauss, and a picture of a random girl with big breasts signed by Peon. How about that package? Huh?
That's better than $1 million.
I think it is. Now you need to hang on so we get your phone number, okay?
All right,
thank you. Jim, the singing internet car sales guy. I thought he was good. Not great, but he was good. This is Rich. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, there you go. Is this for the talent show?
Oh, Lord, no. I don't have any talent at all.
Okay, then what's going on?
Well, I'll just call him because you mentioned the texting while driving stuff, and you said, well, you could read your email, which... I agree would be more dangerous than texting. But
I don't know that it's more dangerous. Depends on how much you're texting or how much you're reading, but it's as dangerous. So is changing the CD or fiddling with the glove box or dropping something on the floor. How many times have you done that? You drop something on the floor, you're eating French fry, you bend all the way down while you're driving, and that's more dangerous.
I've seen people drive down the street reading the newspaper. when people that would get the newspaper.
I've seen a book propped up on the dash. So what's your...
Y'all don't even want to know about some of the stuff I've seen people doing going down the road.
Well, we've all seen it. So what's your addition?
Well, I was going to say most of the texting laws, and they just generally just call it a texting law, they do include texting, any email, internet use, but they generally do include all of that, but they'll just call it a texting law just for simplicity. And, you know, I'm like you. There are a lot of things that are as dangerous or more dangerous that you don't necessarily have laws specifically targeting them. But, you know, before all this even started, we had one law that covered it all, distracted driving. Doesn't matter if you're texting, holding the phone to the side of your head, talking to somebody, eating a cheeseburger, bowl of soup, whatever it is you're doing going down the road.
But who's to say what it is that distracts different people? Maybe I'm not distracted. Maybe I can hold a cheeseburger and drive just fine. Maybe that's not distracting to me. It gets real gray. It's very tough. It's just that to me, we're being told too many things that we can and can't do, and everything's against the law all of a sudden. And I think there ought to be a law that says if they can prove conclusively that you were doing something that without any doubt took your eyes off the road and was distracting and you killed somebody, you're going to prison. Whether it was texting or leaning down to pick up a dropped French fry or whatever it was, if they can prove that contributed, then yeah, you were negligent.
Oh, I agree completely. You know, but that just a simple distracted driving law pretty much covers everything.
Well, what are you going to do then? You're going to say that you can't talk to somebody in the seat next to you and put a time limit on how long I can look over at the person or how long I can look at a billboard? See, there's no end to it.
Sometimes, depending upon what your passenger looks like and what she's wearing, that can be the most distracting thing of all.
Well, I don't know who you're in the car with. But,
yeah. Well, my girlfriend.
Rich, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like, did I get rid of that? Or did I hit the wrong button? Hang on here. There. If billboards, for example, I've seen billboards. There's no way you can read them in 2 seconds. Yeah. Having trouble sleeping? Then you need, or been in an accident? Then you need to call Harold Schmuckman.
Well, yeah, there was.
I can't read all that.
There was the one on the Interbelt for a while that said, "Hey, eyes on the road" or something. It was like a It was a message saying, "Hey, don't be distracted."
The message was taking your eyes off the road. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It's asking you to take your eyes off the road to read a message that's telling you to keep your eyes on the road. Let's go to Tony. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hello. First, I am AM in the PM.
Well, we appreciate that, Tony. And what can we do for you?
Well, I was just curious as to what became of Mini-P. I heard McGraw talking about him the other day for something or another, and I never caught the rest of it, but I was just wondering how Mini-P is.
Hang on 1 second, Tony. Hey, we found that guy who listens to McGraw.
What?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
We've been looking for you. Mini-P, or John Beaver, had a lung transplant and was able to go home. And for 3 months, every day for 3 months, he has to go back to Barnes Jewish every day for a treatment. And I think it's maybe an hour or what, but every day he has to be taken back for 3 months. But I guarantee you, he's thrilled to death with that as opposed to being in intensive care for 6 months. So he had the lung transplant, and from what I can tell, is doing well.
Yeah, and someone they put a new picture of him up on Facebook, and he looks great.
Now, he did not look great before. So what, did he have plastic surgery?
Yeah.
It's changed his look.
Well, he looked kind of like
he probably said, "Hey, while I'm here, make me look great."
He's
doing very well, all things considered.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Now that's nice of you to ask. Do you know him?
No, I've heard him replace Peon for a couple times. And,
yeah, he did. He sat in for Peon and helped me out a couple
McGraw
times.
McGraw said something about maybe taking up a collection for him here the other day or something. I don't know just what all that was about, but I just caught the last of it.
Yeah. Now, they did a trivia night for him, and somebody, another charity has stepped in and helped his family out, and they're getting some good help.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's nice of you to ask, Tony.
Okay, thank you for the information.
All right. Bye-bye. Tony, a kind-hearted, caring man. And now Lance is here. Hello, Lance.
Hello, Frank. Good afternoon. I'm AM and the PM.
That's good to hear. And what's going on?
Well, I was driving along. I don't have any talent. Well, I do have an enormous amount of talent, but it's nothing I discuss on the air.
No, I'm not so fast. Maybe you can discuss it. What is your talent?
Well, I called you once before. I write, I do my own jokes. I write my own jokes, and so far, and I told you a joke, and you thought it was pretty good, but I don't have any fresh material. I was driving along, and I thought about you were talking about the Joan Rivers passing and comparing it to Robin Williams passing and how it's interpreted differently and should be. But I wanted to wait till I got off the highway to call you. And but the question was, the first thing I want to talk to you about, and then that veteran called in who's got disability with a Crohn's.
Right.
The most important, I had Crohn's. Right. I've been cured of it completely.
That's it's a nasty thing.
It is. It's terrible. And I was an over-the-road truck driver, and you can imagine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But there's a remedy for Crohn's. If he's still listening, I hope he is, his GI doctor should look into a treatment called Remicade. I go every 8 weeks for a four-hour infusion at Barnes St. Peter's. And it's quite expensive, but if you've got the good insurance. But it took me, bear in mind, it took me from several unplanned BMs a day to two stool softeners a day.
Big difference.
Unplanned.
Yeah, unplanned bowel movements are not any good.
Yeah, when those two words are put together,
the unscheduled one. I mean, it's tough enough scheduling one. I mean, you get the, you get your. But okay, if that vet is listening, I want to thank him for his service and ask him to please look into Remicade, R-E-M-I-C-A-D-E.
I'm sure he's. I'm sure he's still listening. I'm sure he appreciates that. Let me ask you, at any time, did you have to wear the bag?
Right. That's what they wanted to do to me. They wanted to take out my whole colon and bag me. And, oh, my God, and I just went on and on. And finally, I found an Indian doctor, the Dot Indian.
Yeah,
and he,
I don't know if that's the God Indian.
I know what he means. Yeah, you know what he means.
Yes, I do.
He means not Native American. I
don't know if that's
he means Indian, like
from India.
They perceive it for you. That's better than the
not the tunnel time. But anyway, what I was initially going to call you about. I figured that was more important.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry,
that's all right.
What I was going to call you about now inevitably. There'll be a movie made about Robin Williams. Who would you ponder? Who would you think would be a good prospect to play the part of Robin Williams? I can't think of anybody who could come even close to masterminding to duplicating Robin Williams.
I mean, energy,
it would take another Robin Williams. I mean, you can't duplicate something.
Wow, that's a great question.
I think one of the greatest. Biography type things was Dennis Quaid doing Jerry Lee Lewis. I thought that was Oscar material.
And you know what? That movie didn't get a lot of great acclaim, Great Balls of Fire, and I agree with you because I saw Jerry Lee Lewis as a kid. He nailed Jerry Lee Lewis.
He nailed him to the
Here's the only guy from the standpoint of an energy level and a quick brain, but you wouldn't have to be quick because it would be scripted and be a movie, but the look is a problem, and that's Billy Crystal. I wouldn't buy Billy Crystal as Robin Williams.
No, I mean, everybody, Billy Crystal, he's one of those guys like you've heard is a jerk. I've heard that he's a jerk. But we're not gonna get into that. You may be a fan or not, but I don't think Billy Crystal is up to it. I watched that 700 Sundays on HBO. That was that was just a total waste of time. But anyway, I don't want to take up a lot of time.
No, but you know what? What you've done is some people will call now, and they'll have some suggestions, and maybe there'll be some good ones as to who would play, who might be capable of portraying Robin. Well, that's a great question.
I was thinking about that when you were talking about him, and he was when it was announced that he'd passed. You were like stunned, and that was right in the middle of that Ferguson crap going on. And by the way, I have a support officer Darren Miller sticker on my vehicle.
Darren Wilson, is his name Wilson?
Yeah, Wilson. Yes, Darren Wilson.
If you have a sticker that says support Darren Miller, that's the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm for him too, but that's
Dennis
okay.
Miller.
But,
all right, it's Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you all. You're a blessing to have on the radio, and I love listening to you.
Well, thank you.
And I'm one of your oldest fans. We go way back to Pee Wee and the famous J.O. walking in on ear open.
Wow. Wow, you do go back. Thank you, Lance.
Oh, yeah. I was listening that morning. I mean, I thought.
I witnessed it.
Your classic response, I'll never forget it, was, does my butt really look bloated?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said, who was that? I said, who was that? That's what I said. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lance.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
It's funny how over the years people think they remember something you said.
Yeah.
That my exact words were, who was that? Yes. And I'm not going to go into the whole story because a lot of people wouldn't know what we're talking about. But that's a great question. Who would play? I think numerous actresses could play Joan Rivers. I really do. That's about makeup and just learning her walk and her style, and that's easy.
Remember who did a great Robin Williams impersonation was Caliendo, Frank Caliendo.
You know what? Now, that's somebody like that, or some unknown comedian that we don't even know exists who's out there in L.A. who has got the energy and could be. They're out there. Somebody's out there. All right, I missed an opportunity to talk to you about my dentist, but I'll tell you what I'll do when we come back, and all next hour is yours. It's yours. Look at these phones. Stay with it. Be patient. Call back after the news or just hang on, and we will be back, and we'll do some more of whatever this is we're doing. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRN.